on black on black on black. Black on black on black. Black on black on black on black. Black on black on black. Yo, yo, welcome to Black on Black on Black. You're here with D Fantastic
and DJ Queen.
Hey, yo, it's another Monday swinging through for the week.
Big Daddy style.
It's Labor Day. You better make that nigga put in some labor.
What?
We got a very special episode because, for those who don't know, D Fantastic is, this is going to be my last episode of the year. I'll be back in January. I'm going on maternity leave to slurp this thing out of me. So, anyways, we're super excited today because not only is it kind of my, you know, my end of whatever, episode, but we also have a very special guest today.
That's right. Our special guest today is Shane Zaldiva.
Hello.
That's right. You say hi to the people, baby.
Hi, everybody.
So just a brief introduction for Shane Zaldiva. Shane is a local artist and activist. Professionally, she works to educate professionals on how to respectfully work with trans communities and raise awareness on trans experience. She has acted in the historical and immersive play, The Compton Cafeteria Riot. Is also a performer known as the Pop-Up Drag a Queen.
Pop that ass. Let's go.
That's exactly how it goes.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
And the pop-up drag show is where you can catch her in sparkles, dancing in front of the Ferry Building on select weekends. I think recently she did some pop-up drag for the Barbie movie.
Yes, and I hadn't even seen the movie yet. I still haven't.
What the hell? She has it. She's done a whole pop-up. A whole pop-up in the Ferry Building.
But you know what? You understood the vibe.
It was good marketing. I got my dollars.
Understood the vibe. Understood the assignment. Got those coins. We love it.
Hey, Shane, if people want to follow you and learn more about you, what Instagram handle do you have?
I would say look up pop-up drag queen on Instagram. I'm not there too often, but that's going to change soon, I hope.
So, for those who don't know, you're listening to Black on Black on Black. It is a show about a Bay Area native in a transfer from the South, exploring the real San Francisco, finding scenes, creating memes, and being obscene. You listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen, like the pop-up drag queen. I did want to highlight, because this is a very special episode, we are having a live audience today. So, yeah, we hear some jeering and cheering. That is our audience. We pay these people. We do not have any friends.
It's all a laugh track.
It's all a laugh track that we curated. So, let's get into it, Queen. Part of our show is just talking about some of the hottest topics. And one of the hottest topics right now is Burning Man, bro.
Yo! Shout out to my people who may be on that dusty road back.
Shout out.
We are there with you, but not.
the dusty trail. And I believe one of our friends coined a perfect term for this.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend the other day, and they were saying they were going to go this year, and they would have been their first time, and they were laughing their ass off, saying, like, yo, I've never had so much JOMO in my life, and I've never heard that term, so it's joy of missing out.
Absolutely amazing. I was like, damn, that perfectly encapsulates how I feel.
Yeah, and for those who aren't in the Burning Man or a burner or even have friends, because I've never been, D's never been, I think most of the people in this room have actually never been. Well, that's right, Shane Zaldiva has gone.
But for the Shane?
Yeah. Oh,
it's cool. Dusty.
Are you talking about the landscape or the niggas?
Both.
Both. Let's keep it moving.
So for those who don't know what's going on, basically what happened is that down there at the grounds where over 70,000 people have gone conquered, paid a good amount of money, mind you, pretty much has flooded, and there's been on and off showers, which has caused the riverbed to pretty much flood. And because of the way that ground is, it's just created a bunch of mud. They actually have been ordered to shelter in place a couple of times. There have been on and off showers. I think they're supposed to get word today whether or not when they can actually leave. What ended up happening was that some people immediately started leaving, and those vehicles moving out completely destabilized the ground, and so made it almost impossible for any other vehicles to travel out safely. You can walk 5 miles to the nearest road, and they are helping people.
5 miles ain't that bad,
bro.
But the terrain is still muddy.
Apparently, it's still taking them 2.5 hours. Yeah, bro.
That's your workout.
Raggedy as hell.
That's your workout. I'm just imagining, like, trying to navigate that, and you're, like, coming down off of Somali. Like, I can't. That's the stress.
That's what I was telling my friend. I was like, you mean I gotta be stuck there, and I can't listen to music or be on drugs? I just gotta be around all of you who probably would annoy me on a regular basis.
Then what's the point?
Why am I here?
You can't get rid of the human smell. I'm smelling that shit deep, and I'm not on drugs.
Yo, my black ancestors would be deeply disappointed.
Oh, my God.
They would be deeply disappointed.
They fought way too hard for us to be there.
For you to go and act poor. But on a serious note, we do have friends who are out there on the playa. They have checked in. What has been really interesting is seeing that, because in like a more pure form of Burning Man, it is a very self-reliant. They go out there, they build all the infrastructure. So my people who've been going to this for 10 years are like, I've been waiting for this moment. They have set up quadrants. They have set up like places where you can go and get resources. So shout out to those folks who are really holding it down for those 70,000 people.
Yep.
Because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have no fucking idea what they're doing. I mean, Diplo and Chris Rock had to walk out and catch a ride with a fan.
Of course.
I love that so much.
That amused me deeply.
When celebrities are having to just hoof it on back and catch a ride, and now they're stuck in a car with probably some of their biggest fans. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I'm like, shit happens. You fuck up. Shit happens.
What was cool is that me and you, as we were talking about this, we're like, we need to start planning for us to go next year.
Yeah.
Because next year's probably going to be the best year to go.
Okay. Oh, 100%. 100%. And I just want to be clear here. There's just some shit that's going to need to happen if I go. Straight up. Look, I get the roughing in and shit, but I'm black, man. I'm black as fuck. I got to deal with my hair. I got to deal with, like, all other aspects of things. I'm going to need some form of, like, you know, form of, like, you know, just like my own space.
Black,
you know?
Space.
Yeah. Black space. Like for instance, if I'm getting dust and shit in my hair every day, like, I gotta get that shit out of my hair. Yeah. I can't be messing around.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, if I need to rent an RV, I'll do it, because I'm gonna need to get that shit out of my hair. I can't, you know, so that's the least we can do to appease our ancestors.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. I was telling D that there is this kind of, like, apprehension, or more like, I guess not, but just indifference, not even indifference, negative feel about folks who come out there with the RVs, folks who rent the private jets or, like, get the generators and go out there, because, you know, it's about self-reliance. It's about going into the space and, like, building something for yourself. But I think what people are more against is this kind of attitude that folks with RVs bring, because they're not there to kind of take part in, like, the market. They're not there to take part in the creation, the creativity part of it. They're there kind of to consume the culture. They're bringing that consumerist culture there, and that's not really what that space was made for.
Right.
And so I think there's a way to go out there with an RV and be respectful. Like, we were brainstorming market ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. We already have a market idea, which is fire. Yeah. I think it's awesome. I'm like, yeah, I just want to get dust off me, y'all.
Yeah, no, I feel
just,
that.
like, I can't, like, I just, for my own sanity, like,
oh. I would like to not go to sleep with pussy in my, well, I mean, when I, well, oh, I would like to.
Well, first of all,
claim it.
I was like, wait.
I would like to go to sleep with pussy. I would like to every single night. I would like to not go to sleep with sand in my pussy, though.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
It'll be every present.
Unless I unless I'm actually on the playa getting my shit bent in, fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause. But otherwise, nah, I kind of don't want that.
No, I'm 110%. Like, again, it's just like, you know, there's just some boundaries. Like, I'm going to participate in all the ways that I can because I, like, you know, I want to be a part of the community and I want to, like, you know, I really want to do all of that. But, like, I just need...
Shade for my non-dusty ladies.
No. There were definitely parts of it I was just kind of like not feeling it. For a minute there, baby wipes. I'm like, did I get every dust out of my ass? No. And then you let go and then you give in and you have a good time. I had a great time. I think the thing that made it for me were the people. Like, every time. Yeah, that's really what did it for me. But kind of what you were saying with the consumer stuff, there's definitely a lot of people out there. Like, I feel like I'm more adjacent to a billionaire there than I am sometimes in San Francisco. And I felt like I was trying to get away from that. But, you know, it was still a good time. I really did appreciate the art. But, I would like a little more luxury for myself when I go.
And, you know, that actually brings up a good point, too, of, like, creating certain space for us, like, as black women in that space. Because I have a feeling there's not a whole lot of black people there. And how many microaggressions can I take in one day before I'm like, I need to just...
I need to step
back. Let me just step back before I re-engage.
And so. I know there are POC and, like, black camps out there, you know, but, like, just going down there for the first time, I wonder how protected they actually are from those microaggressions. Like, how much space do they actually have to, like, step away from all of that? And I'm just not sure. And I think what I would feel more comfortable going is, like, knowing for sure I'm going to have a space where I can step back.
And then
engage with those camps to kind of see what it is, and then maybe plan another time where I come down and do it if I'm feeling what they've actually built. Because I wonder, like, how much actually... are they able to kind of, like, protect themselves from the microaggressions?
Exactly. Could you imagine, like, you just, like, took, like, two hits of LSD and you run into a fucking millionaire and they try to touch your hair?
Bro, we gonna fight. Because I'm gonna think that you're some sort of troll.
But they are.
And I'm gonna try and find a spear and then all of a sudden I've killed a billionaire on the fly.
And there we go. And now we both going to jail. Because for some reason, I'm looped into your ass.
Yeah, and you brought the shovel, so we're gonna bury that.
Done.
We're gonna bury that. Leave it on the playa.
They will not be missed.
It is what it is.
Billionaires beware.
Oh, they'd be a good food resource, though.
I mean, eat the rich.
Eat the rich. So, also, for those who don't know, with Black on Black on Black, we like to jump into our kind of theme by going into what you're rather. So, I got a good would you rather for us today, I feel.
I haven't even seen the would you rather.
I know,
I'm a little
excited.
Nervous.
No, this one actually isn't, like, too crazy or off the wall, I feel. Okay. So, you don't believe me.
I don't trust you. That's what I don't trust.
I wouldn't trust me either.
Anytime you say, oh, it's not that bad, it's usually really bad.
Wow. You should trust me on this one. Okay, so, would you rather be considered the hottest woman on earth or... have the same powers as Mystique from the X-Men. So, for those who do not know, Mystique from the X-Men can pretty much turn into anybody.
Oh, I love this. That's easy.
I think that's easy. Yeah, I would want to be Mystique for sure.
Yeah, I would also want to be Mystique.
Okay. Easy. Not taking hottest woman on earth.
Nah. Which one are you taking?
I'm just asking. I'm just trying to understand.
You always make it sound like, but how? Why would you not?
No, oh my God. I'm just re-engaging.
It's actually one of your more mild.
I'm trying to, like. I'm trying to set up the theme, right? No, I mean. I'm definitely feeling a Mystique, only because hottest woman on earth seems like it comes with a lot of baggage.
It does.
It's a lot.
It does.
Like, for real, though, like, everyone views you as the hottest woman on earth. You're not making it out alive.
No.
You can't leave your house.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, you're going to be accosted. You're going to be expected to always look hot, by the way.
Yep.
And even if, like, your dressed down version is still beautiful, you're always going to be expected to be that hottest version of you. The minute you start showing any signs of aging, even though you still might be a beautiful woman, they're going to nag you.
No. This doesn't matter. No matter what you do, you're always the hottest woman.
I mean, you're still going to step into rooms and, like, if you were any career that you pursue, there's going to be bullshit that you're going to have to deal with.
Exactly.
It's no, I don't want that.
I agree. I mean, the being accosted, like, you know, I mean, could you imagine riding BART, my nigga?
Fuck no. I'm sorry, I'm the hottest woman on earth, and I haven't figured out how to make mine. I'm not riding BART. I am getting picked up in an Uber XL every single goddamn day.
Right, yeah.
No, absolutely. You got to figure out a whole security system for yourself.
100%.
Like, someone's going to try and kidnap you and sell you on the black market.
Oh, well,
you
know, like, that's
what it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Are you immortal? Or is this an immortality?
You're just a mortal person.
What the fuck? No. Well, I'm just wondering.
Why would that be included?
I'm just wondering.
Like, what?
I'm just making sure there's no other perks that might, like, you know, sway. No.
You're just hot.
You're just hot.
The hottest.
Whoopee.
I would love using my mystique powers for, like, just being, like, a man when I go out in spaces.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Constantly.
Yeah.
So I can just be left alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's really crazy the type of attention I've gotten since I've been pregnant. I'm like, what's happening? What's happening? I am so off the market. Like, it's incredible. And then on top of that, like, although I can't wear my, like, official wedding bands, like, I got a rubber one, like, in the meantime. So it's like, I mean, just the hints are out there that I am very unavailable.
Hmm. Is it like people just walk past you and don't see you?
I think they, like, fully see me, but I'm like, but
they're like, do they come up to you and talk to you? They're like, oh my god. And,
yeah, I mean, it's like what is this?
Do you ever have people just come up and just immediately start talking to your stomach?
No, but I've been very fortunate in that way.
Yeah.
I also don't think that, like, you know, depending on where I'm at, I'm, like, the most approachable person. So, you know, I think that as long as I've got, like, my face on, I'm just like,
you do be mean mugging as fuck.
Yeah. I got a mean mug hard. So I do. If I have that face on, people normally kind of just leave me alone.
Yeah, I feel that.
Which is helpful. Okay, but yeah. So Mystique.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who grew up with comic books as well as really into anime, like, I'm for sure gonna take the comic book character.
Yeah, I mean,
that was just like, I was like, oh,
yeah, have a superpower or just be hot.
Yeah, or even on the days where I may just don't feel like being black, yo, like, yeah, shit.
That's also true.
Nope. Like, yep. Let me go out there and, like, apply for a job, and maybe for my job I only show up as a white man.
Oh, and actually, you would never run into your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would just turn into whatever when you leave, and they would never know. They're like, wow, Jason's a great guy.
Or else, like, I would just, like, my professional life would be as a white man, and my me would be, and it would be two totally different lives.
Oh, my God. The mediocrity I could get away with.
Or, like, in any different realm. Like, let's say, like, you're into, as I'm into, like, kink and like, to do, like, dom stuff. I have a dom version of me. I have a professional version of me. I have a family version of me.
Yeah.
I have my regular version of me. That would be... Oh man,
that would be lit.
I would be my own business.
Well, again, we're super excited about Shane Zaldiva being here, but let's get into some music.
So, before we get into it, what's our topic for today, Dee?
Your mama. So,
so mom, you are always the topic. If you out there, she not. But Dee Dee, you is always the topic, girl.
So the theme of today really is, like, divine femininity. We're, like, exploring, like what it is to be feminine and what it is, like, in all kind of terms. I mean, this conversation could go on for, like, I mean,
an eternity.
It will
go on for an eternity.
But yeah, and we'll always revisit this for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, because of that, we got a girls' night. How about we listen to Not Tonight by Lil Kim?
That's right. Because it's ladies' night. Yeah. And I'm feeling
Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. I'm Lil Kim, the queen bee. It's ladies' night. What? There must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L's tight, keep the rhymes right. Yo, I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whips. Acting cold and roadie with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I dismiss all you chicks. Spit six from the fourth, fifth, make it dance. Ow! I stay focused, and the dope is like a penny with the hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and tote.
in the truck, in the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head with your riches. It's the rap, made West, the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.
We'll be right back. so do you.
Yeah.
Got to.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Black on Black radio show.
I do better gun sounds than that, and like I normally do them. So let me.
Yeah. Hey, we let them things go.
Air it out. I want y'all to know that we are probably the least gangster people you've ever met.
Absolutely, straight up suburb kid.
suburb, that V-burb. All right, take it away, Queen.
All right, so we forgot to highlight our events in the first segment like we normally do, and we want to let y'all know what's going on out here in these streets. So the first thing we want to highlight is there will be an event, our Arcana, hosted by La Gente.
Ow.
That event will be on September 9th, so it's coming up this weekend. That's right, Eli. Wow. That's right, Eli. There's an event coming up this weekend. September 9th, 9:30 to 11:30. It may or may not go later than that. I cannot confirm or deny. For those who have not been to Arcana, Arcana is a really great venue in terms that it is POC owned, women owned. It's a wonderful wine bar. You can buy plants. They're really expensive.
But they're gorgeous.
You can buy them plants?
Mm-hmm.
Non-binary.
Is it? What, say it again.
Non-binary owned.
Non-binary.
Oh, it's non-binary. Oh, sweet. All right. So queer owned. Lovely.
There we go.
But like, it's going to be a wonderful time. It'll be a live band. I know that band really well. The music is always amazing. So if you're looking for something to do next Saturday, come check it out. And then outside of that, there will be the gay rodeo. Y'all understand.
Okay. Oh my god.
Yo, the South came through hard.
Very, very, very exciting stuff. I'm sorry, I am from Texas, and I will own that for the rest of my life.
Which is why you should come to the gay rodeo.
I cannot go to... listeners, I am very pregnant. Like, at any moment, I mean, splat.
It's the last hurrah. hurrah.
Yeah, let me hurrah hours away from health.
Yeah, you will be fine. It would be a memorable experience.
You really trying to have away from the health that she needs.
You're trying to kill me, huh?
Why the maternal mortality rate is high.
Because of gay rodeos.
Yo, the brine up because of gay rodeos. Wow.
The agenda is strong.
The homophobia.
How dare you?
So the gay rodeo will be happening this weekend. It's in Guerneville, so it is a bit of a drive. It is a beautiful town, though, and it is a little bit of a gay mecca up there in terms of, like, if you want to go somewhere where there's a lot of nature outside the city, it is a very gay-friendly city in general. So if you want to come to the gay rodeo, see some ass, some chaps, some people, some lassos, that's going to be a fun time. It's going to be happening from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can actually camp up there as well, so that's going to be time. I will be up there and definitely having a time with a bunch of my community, so definitely check it out. And then the last event that we want to highlight in this segment, we'll highlight some other events later, is the NorCal Renaissance Affair.
I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, Shane. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, there's a very unique intersection that exists between Renaissance and kink, and that a lot of my best leather things have come from folks who also like sell merch at Renaissance Affair.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Oh my god, quality.
It's at every Renaissance Fair. So there's a huge Renaissance Fair outside of Houston that I would go to like all the time. It was really funny because I think the first time I went, I think my parents were just exhausted with my white people shenanigans. But they've let that go. They're just like, I think
every black parent who's a parent of an alternative black child eventually has a moment where they're like, you're just gonna do what you're gonna do.
Absolutely.
When I got my nose pierced, my mom was like, you gonna do what you gonna do. She didn't talk to me for a couple of days. She's like,
yep.
In her mind, this is all a phase that's probably gonna last for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And she's like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Apparently.
We never grew out of it. So.
Nah. Yeah. And she has two alternative black children, so she's just like, ah.
Anyway, sorry. So the Ren Fair.
No, but yeah, Right. So then it's the Northern Cal Renaissance Affair. It could be an affair. Also, oddly enough, I've heard that Renaissance Affair have like a bunch of furries that attend.
Yes.
At least last year.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It was like Disney's Robin Hood.
Yeah. Yo, Robin Hood was a sexual awakening for many of folks.
And apparently those folks who attended.
Wait, what?
The Robin Hood with
the animals.
Yeah, with the animals. Yeah, it was a sexual awakening for many of folks. There's articles.
Robin Hood and
I'll send
John,
you the articles.
Robin
There's
John
articles.
But, you know what?
I know.
Attending the NorCal Renaissance.
We don't yuck anyone's kink as long as everyone is enthusiastically consenting. That's all. That is what matters.
Yeah, because as long as the animals are not real animals.
Yeah, bro. No. Yeah. Animals cannot consent. Animals can't consent.
No, I'm very aware of that. So I get confused.
There's articles.
Humans have fun with other humans, please. Just other consenting humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's other consenting humans and y'all. We have a very happy Eli in the studio, but like so happy, it's okay. Short walk. So the Northern Cal Renaissance Affair will be popping off September. It starts on September 16th. Will go through October 22nd. It is in Hollister, California, on Casa de Fruto Pacheco Pass Highway. So definitely check it out. I have yet to go, but I have so many friends that have been, and I'm super excited about going. So that is definitely an event to check out. What's happening?
Well, I just wanted to see what this was.
It's a gift.
Oh,
that's really pretty.
Cute.
Oh, that's adorable.
Sorry. Okay.
Distraction.
It's really beautiful.
So thank you for highlighting those events, Queen. And so let's get into the topic of today. So our topic of today, again, is Divine Femininity. And we're super excited because, just as a reminder, we have a very special guest today, the pop-up drag queen, Shane Zaldiva.
Hello, big boy.
Howdy, y'all.
And so I think one of the main questions I was like to ask all of us really is like, what does femininity mean to you? Like, and what has that journey of femininity like meant for you?
I mean, we talked a little bit about this yesterday during our like prep call. I really feel femininity, gender in general, is a very spiritual like experience, which is why it makes so much sense to me that there are folks who are non-binary, who are both, who are trans. It's like it feels like such a spiritual experience. So my divine femininity is like my ability to be soft and strong at the same time, to be flexible, to be powerful, and then you add in a bit of like also what does it mean to be black feminine into that, and it feels like very, very spiritual to me. And it in terms of what is feminine to me, it's resilient, it is beautiful, it is sexy, it is, I mean, It's all of those things that I feel I try on my best days to empower when I walk out the door, and like it is thoughtful, it's intentional. It's everything that I feel like I'm embodying within my adulthood, but within a little bit of a feminine context of like how I view the world. But ultimately, I would say my femininity is really like I don't separate it from my spirituality. Like it's very much tied into that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, Shane.
You know, with femininity, I think the thing that comes up for me when I think about it is like the women in my family. Mm-hmm. I feel like I grew up around them in a way where the qualities that they brought to the relationship we had and like the person it made me to be, I feel like I embody a lot of those qualities. And I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like I'm still trying to define it in a lot of ways, right? Yeah. I feel like I'm still learning, like, especially as a trans person, it gets complicated because it's like, how much is influenced by, like, patriarchy in society versus how I really feel. So for me, I feel like one of the things that's been grounding is just looking to the women in my family and kind of the relationship I have with them in that. Yeah, that's what comes up for me.
Quick question for you, Shane, because I remember talking with a friend once about, like, as a queer person, there's kind of like, you go through two adolescent phases, right? You go through the normal adolescence where you might have been hetero in the closet, and then you go through another adolescence when you accept, when you're accepting of your queerness, that it's like you kind of like relearning the way in which you process the world through that queer lens. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like as a trans woman there is that kind of phenomenon happening where there's like two, it's almost like you had your initial adolescence, like, you know, when your body matured, and now you're having your adolescence maybe when your femininity is maturing?
I guess so. I feel like where that example leads me to think about is like being younger and not necessarily knowing I was a trans person, but like recognizing that the world saw me as feminine, mm-hmm. and that being identified, mm-hmm. and then, you know, then ridiculed, then yeah. mocked, then, so, you know, there was something that felt natural about the way I was, and then mm-hmm. people identifying that. So it's hard to say what my adult adolescence might look like, yeah. but I feel like I definitely remember the phase of my life where I was navigating the world and, you know, gender, all that, but people seeing the feminine sides of me, and that really causing a lot of either turmoil or like stress in a school environment where I'm just a kid, you know? Yeah. And like, I didn't know what the word trans was, or I didn't know there was more expansive gender options. Mm-hmm. I was just doing me, you know? So I feel like that was a phase of my life. If I had a younger adolescent journey with gender, it happened, but it was also in crossfire with like the world.
Yeah.
That definitely makes sense. I guess for me, femininity is so hard to nail down because I was such an extreme like tomboy growing up, mm-hmm. That and honestly, and part of it, looking back now, like being adamantly against pink and stuff like that, it had honestly more to do with the patriarchal standard of what admit to be a woman and ways to act like a woman than it was my actual dislike of pink. Because, like, for those who can see me now, like, I'm wearing a lot of pink because I actually really, really like the color. But, like, when I was younger, it meant, you know, being quote-unquote feminine meant not liking to, like, you know, rough and tumble, not going, like, hunting for frogs, which I did all the time. I can still catch a frog easily.
Man.
Now. I am a champion.
I see that. I need to see it.
Well, there's a technique, you know. You got to kind of, like, hover your hand a little over them. Okay, and don't move it too fast, and then cha, right on top.
Damn, bro.
Damn. Yeah.
Body slam a frog.
No. I
come
D out here body slam a frog.
No. I cup my hand over their body so that they don't, like, you know what, and then you grab them from behind so they don't pee on you.
They do that.
They will pee on you.
They do that.
That's the whole technique. The whole technique.
You body slam a frog.
I and then I let them go. But like, so like, what it meant to be like a girl and all. Oh no! I was definitely traumatized.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know you did.
It was very terrifying for Mr. Toad and Mr. Frog or whatever the fuck they were called back in the day. y'all know that story, those books.
I do.
I'm also convinced that they're definitely a couple.
Yeah, life partners for
life
sure.
Life partners.
Were they not?
I mean, not to the children, no, readers, like, and the adults that bought it.
Yeah,
for their children.
But I assumed
as well.
I assumed they were definitely together. Anyway, so yeah, like it meant not doing those things. It meant wearing dresses often, which I honestly have never understood about putting little girls in dresses. Because at the same time, like, you're like, oh yeah, here's your cute dress, but don't run too fast, or you're gonna show your underwear, or close your legs, and do all of that. And I was like, fuck that. I don't want to do that
so
shit.
The obsession with like girls and women closing their legs.
It's so hard. It was so irritating, and I always had to wear these dresses, which to church, and they had this like weird like liner in it that was itchy as fuck. And I remember like like, I would wake up Sunday just like in a panic because I'm like, my mom is gonna put me in these dress in this dress with this itchy ass socks.
And I was like, you know, the socks
with the lace, and I was like, why? And then you're putting me in this dress. Now I gotta worry about how I'm acting on the playground.
She was wearing uncomfortable. Everything was uncomfortable.
When the boys could just wear whatever they wanted, and I gotta like sit like a lady and do all of that, and I'm like, I'm not a lady. I'm a child. I just want to swing on a swing and like not worry about like put me in shorts and a shirt and like just let me be me without whatever. And so I was very pushed away what I felt like what it was to be feminine, because it was so in a box for me as a child.
That's fair.
And then the only reason why I even changed is because as I got older. And I, like, understood, okay, so all the chicks that are getting attention from guys are actually dressed a certain way. I was like, okay. So now I gotta change how I dress. Now I gotta do this. Now I gotta do makeup. Now I gotta do all of that. And then another switch flipped for me, like, later on in high school, where I was like, actually, guys will do a fucking garbage bag.
A hole.
Yeah. Like, they
if there is a hole, there will be a dick put in.
Yeah, we love you men, but y'all are sluts.
Man, like, hard.
Like, y'all are very easy, so, like, I don't need to do any of that to attract a man. And so now I'm in this phase of, like, femininity where, like, it just means me being comfortable in my womanhood. Like, I love, like, my body. Like, I love, like, who I am. And I love that, like, no one can take that away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that to me is what, like, femininity is. And it also, femininity to me also means like adamantly against like toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
So like not being afraid to like cry, which is another thing that I felt like ashamed of growing up. I was like, well, I don't want to cry because that's seen as like weak and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like I think that's how I kind of wrote my femininity in. It's like being present, being aware, mm-hmm. like, and being honestly proud is the fact that like women rule the world. Like men are in positions of power, but who actually makes the fucking world turn is women.
Yeah,
I mean, like I'm a part of that.
It's agency, right? Yeah. Like femininity is a lot of agency, and I think if you are a woman having agency, understand you are probably going to have to fight against toxic masculinity.
Oh yeah,
that inherently is just what it's going to have to be, because there's this narrative in which femininity needs to be reliant or dependent upon masculinity, which is complete and utter bullshit, because we're all adults.
Yeah.
We're all motherfucking adults, and if we're all motherfucking adults, that means we all have agency over our person. Even a child has agency over their being.
Yeah.
So that, you have to respect that as its own separate and completely solitary thing.
Yep.
And there's no threat to that for you. There's no threat to a recognize that is an independent being who has an independent spirit and has independent ideas that may differ from yours, and that doesn't make them a threat. That doesn't make them a disruptor of society. Although you can make someone disruptor of society, it doesn't mean that rationally they are. But femininity is agency. It is that growing into like power and kind of like having a sense of who you are.
Well, it's funny. I feel like what happens when like a child is born into this earth, it's all the adults that are keeping up with the gender norms and the cultural norms around gender and what's supposed to be. And a lot of times there are kids who are exploring what they want to do or what they desire, whether that's in clothing, whether it's in participating in certain activities. But it's then the adults in the situation who are like, no, you're not supposed to do that, or no, actually, let's put you here, whether it's with sports, toys, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like that's so limiting, and that's what impacts our society now. There's a lot of people still living to the restriction that their parents originally told them.
Yep.
Like, don't cry or don't do this. And whether they might have wanted to explore like going past that boundary, mm-hmm. they may still feel that restriction as an adult, and then creating these like patterns in our societal norms, which is bullshit, you know?
I mean, it's also interesting as an adult, the pressure you might feel to not let children see something. I was watching like a reel, scrolling through my Instagram the other day, and I was at home with my nieces, And there's a lot of like queer content that happens, and there was like this beautiful bachata dance that was happening between two women, and my niece who was 9 came over and sat by me because she was really, she liked the music, she got really curious, and I had an instant like, oh, maybe I shouldn't show that to her. And I was like, nah, you can see this. I like, actually, this technique is wonderful that they're using. Yeah. You should see it. And she was like, that's really cute. She's like, also, I like her hair. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that is the same hair that you have. And so, like, it's interesting even the pressure you might feel as an adult to, like, have, like, I felt like I needed to protect my niece from, like, mm-hmm. these things that maybe she should make a decision on later. And as someone who's, like, super radical, it was weird to have that moment of even a thought of that, like, yeah. popping in my, I'm happy I was able to overcome it and we were able to have a good conversation about mm-hmm. it. But it's interesting, even as adults, like, how much of that is, like, conditioned into you.
Oh, 100%. Like, it makes me think about, like, my kid, right? Like, my future kid. So, you know, like, she'll be born female, and it's like, okay, so, like, I have to tamper some of my, it's like this weird struggle in my mind of like, okay, like I want her to honestly just enjoy life and be as happy as possible. Then on one hand, I'm like, okay, so like, you know, like dresses, are those okay? Like, does she like want to wear those at, you know, a small age? Or should I just be like, no, just shorts and whatever? But then I'm like, well, then am I pushing against too hard? Because dresses are cool. Like, it's a weird, like, it's weird thoughts in my head about it. And obviously, you know, no one's perfect. I don't expect to be a perfect parent. I know I'm gonna fuck up. Like, I know, like, all of that. I just, like, want to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can. Mm-hmm. You know? And, it's hard because, like you said, you're fighting some of the things deep within you. Mm-hmm. And you also don't want to, you don't want to deprive them of things. Like, because now that I have a different perspective on even colors, like pink and all of that, it's like, you know, I want her to be able to enjoy those colors and not feel a certain way about it. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, I'm like, am I that person that's like, you're gonna be this girl, like, you know, like, like, am I the one putting on the socks with the lace now? Like
oh my god, them fucking socks.
Those socks, burn them,